Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to another episode of How Do You Hustle? And on today's show, we're talking to Millie Sykes. This is someone I've wanted to have on the show for so long. I really enjoy following Millie and the content that she shares online, especially on TikTok. She's so funny and she does a lot of dancing videos with different outfits and different colors. And I've noticed she's really authentic to who she is online. In this episode, we talk about what it's like working for yourself in a creative career and what it's like working for different brands while still maintaining who you are. Millie also shares how a passion and interest for film sort of shaped the career that she is in today as well. So I hope you all enjoy this episode. I really enjoyed talking to Millie, and it's definitely one of my favorites. I'd like to start the episode by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which I'm recording, the Yugambeh people, and paying respects to elders past, present, and emerging. So today we have Millie Sykes on the show. I'm so excited to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. Just huddled up. It's very stormy in Sydney today, so I'm hiding out.
Well, you're bringing the color in your outfit as usual.
Babe, you know, I got you.
Love it. So Millie, tell me about your work as a stylist and digital creator and yeah, what you do basically.
Yeah. So I'm like a traditional flashy, very, very like millennial of me, but I, I do kind of like four different things. Primarily at the moment, I'm doing content creation, as well as a little bit of styling. And then, I am a nightlife entertainer and dancer. And, you know, I'll chuck a little bit of modeling in there from time to time, doing acting, but yeah, at the moment it's digital content creation and styling, are like my main two sources of income.
Amazing. I love it. I have followed you for a while actually. And I think I always smile when I see your content, like the music is amazing because I'm so for, you know, the sort of 70s, 80s, like disco.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah. And I think, you know, I love all the outfits as well. So I did want to ask you though, like, how do you get your inspiration for your content? And why do you think you're so inspired by maybe that particular, like that particular time period as well?
I think most of my like inspiration has originally come from film.
Yeah.
I grew up in a small town. And so I think I really just took to cinema as like a place to kind of like escape. And it was just like, sort of like, I could see all these like fantasies play out that I had in my head that I was like, oh my gosh, like it's just, yeah, just like really, I guess, opened my eyes up to like what was outside of my town, because I didn't really feel like I could express myself creatively necessarily. But yeah, so I find like now when I'm like coming up with concepts, I can often trace like a lot of it back to like a film I watched when I was like 14. And like doing my like $5 for $5 DVD selection at Civic Video, going onto IMDb being like top 100 films of all time. Amazing. And just like doing all the classics. Yeah. So I kind of originally like feel like a lot of my inspiration kind of came from there. And then just being a person on the internet, you know what I mean? I think like you are just constantly absorbing so much different content. And so like, I know like a lot of the stuff that I am creating now, 100%, I probably have seen something similar or like taken an idea for like certain transitions or like just, yeah, different little like elements to the type of content I create. I think a lot of it does come from just absorbing a whole bunch of stuff on the internet and following a whole bunch of creators who really excite me and inspire me as well.
Yeah, like it's all, it almost is like a movie, some of your posts. And like, I know during 2020 and 2021, you were doing all your dancing videos, probably because you couldn't go out and do work, so you're just bringing it at home.
2020 was the year of just dancing in my lounge room because I had nothing else to do.
Me too. Yeah, no, it was a time, that's for sure. A time we won't forget.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the dancing stuff, it wasn't even like, I never set out being like, I want to dance online, you know, but I was a dancer my whole life. Well, as a teenager growing up, and then I gave that up when I was maybe like 16 or 17. And I think I just did it once and was like, this is kind of fun. And I was so nervous, but I was like, to put it on Instagram because I was so scared. I was like, I have to
do it.
And then it got a really big response, so I was like, okay, damn, maybe this is like, maybe I should keep doing some little dances online. And then obviously TikTok came and suddenly everybody,
the perfect time to be dancing online.
Yeah, well, I know. And then it just blew up and I was like, oh wow, okay, everybody's dancing online now, I'm not so special anymore. But yeah, it's fun. No,
it's really cool. And yeah, I feel like I was the same. That was the only thing that got me through, having wines in my lounge room and dancing by myself.
Love that.
Amazing the power that has, you know, can change.
Oh, totally. Just moving your body, has magical powers for sure. I had a garage throughout lockdown. So when my roommates were sick of me dancing in the lounge room, I'd be like, okay, guys, I'm just going to go have a little sesh in the garage for an hour. And just like, yeah, I had a disco light. I had like the whole setup.
So fun. Yeah. Well, you couldn't go out.
Club. If I just squint hard enough, I'm at the club. Nearly. No one minus else here.
People. So how did you get started in, I guess, the fields that you are in at the moment? And yeah, like when did that kind of start for you?
So because I like loved cinema so much and you know, little old 18-year-old Millie, who like really had no idea what she was going to do with her life, was like, what's the thing that I like? And I was like, okay, cinema.
Yes.
So I did a film and media degree. I did a at UTS. But then as soon as I kind of like moved out of my small town, and I spent a year in London when I was 18, 19.
Wow.
And just got like a lot of confidence and like inspiration to start to like experiment with what I was wearing and start to like try out different things and try out different looks and like just kind of like actualize all of the like fantasies I'd seen on film and start to like bring that stuff into my wardrobe. And so then I kind of had this like kind of like freak out of being like, oh, I actually think I want to do fashion. Like I don't think I want to do film. Like I wasn't finding my degree necessarily like super inspiring, and I just didn't really feel like I was clicking with people. And I just really got into like the fashion side of things, and so I kind of like focused really only on styling for a few years there in my mid-20s. And then when I started creating content, it was really interesting because it just like I realized that it was like kind of this full circle thing of being like, oh wow, this is like I'm taking what I actually did learn in my degree that I didn't think that I necessarily would ever then take into the workforce when I thought I was going to be a stylist. And I was like, oh, I actually am creating, you know, media.
Yeah.
and adding in the element of like styling and design and stuff like that. So it really, like, when I started doing content creation, I was like, oh, this actually feels really great, because I feel like I'm really creating from like a place of, I don't know. Yeah. It was just like, it was amazing to like be in charge of the creative, like every part of the creative process from start to finish. And I think where I was struggling with styling was probably that I felt like I was, you know, when you're working with a bigger team, it's not necessarily your vision.
Yeah.
You're just doing the clothes side of things, you know.
But you kind of got to combine the two different skill sets in a way that, you know, that career didn't even exist when we were at school. So
yeah, 100%. And like, you know, no one, like, I'm turning 28 in a month, and content creation and influencing, like, I think I downloaded Instagram when I was like 18. So like growing up, you don't necessarily look like, I didn't consider content creation as a potential like career, you know.
Right.
Whereas obviously nowadays kids are like 12 years old and they're like, I want to be Addison Rae. So it was kind of like into my 20s that I actually started to realize like, oh, I could actually maybe like monetize this platform and like start to work in a creative sense through my social media, which was really cool. Yeah.
So when do you think the content creation, like digital creation, kind of became more of a job for you than just like a fun thing that you did?
I just started receiving emails from brands. You know, I think my platform had just reached a certain number where brands started to be like, okay, cool, she can, you know, create something fun for us, which initially it was like, we want to give you a hoodie and you can make like a 7-part photo series. And I was like, thank you so much. Oh my God. You want to give me a hoodie that cost you like $1 to get made? Yes. But yeah, you know, you just learn, like you just, it's just this kind of, it's been this process of just constantly learning as I go and like working up enough confidence to start to talk to other creators and to ask around and like figure out what I'm actually worth and how much I should be charging and what I can charge for. And yeah. And so then as soon as I started getting into that a little bit more, I definitely was like, had this like I was very torn. I was like, you know, I've still got like, I've worked so hard on the styling and I still love it. And I still feel like I'm, you know, got a lot to give there, but I think, you know, I just, because I was focusing on content creation doesn't mean I have to stop styling necessarily. Right. And I've still done a few styling jobs over the last like year. And I just feel like for me, I enjoy having that like little balance of like a few different things.
For sure.
On the go. Yeah.
I get that 100%. Like I definitely have a few things that I do at once. And I think sometimes something will organically land in your lap and you haven't done it for a while. And it's like, if you feel like doing it, of course you should do it. Like you're not going to turn it down just because it's something that you aren't focusing on at that exact moment, if it's what you enjoy doing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that like, I don't know, I think it's really kind of been like the millennial generation that have like really quite realistically been able to create career, like non-traditional kind of career paths for themselves, where they do work in this kind of project to project, freelancing, multiple like different sources of income kind of way. And you know, I was nervous about setting up my career in that way. I used to always think that like I had to do this 9 to 5, 5 days a week for my parents to be proud of me and to like think that I'm doing okay and I'm on a good path, you know. Mm-hmm. What I mean? And I was like, but I think a lot of those feelings genuinely were from like pressure from my family or pressure from people who don't necessarily understand these newer, less traditional career paths. And, you know, it's just that like little like societal voice that's like, but is it a real job? That's like ringing in the back of your ears.
Totally. I get that.
But yeah, no, I'm like, I've never worked a full-time job, which, wow. I'm like.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Kind of loving that for myself, but it's
yeah,
like,
you're lucky.
I've never worked a full-time job. Yeah, do you know what? I'm really, really grateful. I am like, I've worked in hospo to like balance, yeah. Like, you know, I worked for majority of my 20s in hospo as well as doing creative stuff. And so now it's only really been in the last 2 years that I've just gotten to the point where I can be my own boss. And
I love that.
Yeah, take a step away from hospo.
So what's your favorite part about what you do then? And yeah, I guess what drives you? Because obviously you've got to constantly be inspired and motivated if you do work for yourself, especially in a creative role.
Yeah. I honestly think it is just that, like, I am motivated to be my own boss. I just know that I work better in that way. And like, I just feel best when I'm being creative.
With social media these days, there's so many trends and so many, I guess, different ways of promoting your personal brand or being whatever vibe your personal brand is. Do you ever find that you find yourself thinking, oh, maybe I should be more like this, or maybe I should be more like that? Or do you find it easy to just stay on your own path and not really get affected?
No, I definitely get affected by the noise. Yeah. I think it's impossible not to, you know, like, you're just absorbing so much content and so much media all the time. Yeah. And it's really like the little negative brain in all of us wants to immediately compare. So I definitely do. And like, I see a lot of work that creators do, and it's interesting because, you know, I know that it's stuff that I just could never do. Like, creators who are like amazing at like seamless transitions and like, who just do like just really fun stuff that I'm just like, that like blows my mind. I don't know how you even thought of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is, those thoughts absolutely creep in. But what I have realized is that often the stuff that I like put out online, when I try to like silence that noise and just hone in on like things that I like doing, which often is like putting on a ridiculous outfit and doing a dance, I'm like, that actually often will get just the most traction because I know that it feels authentic. Like, I know that people can see that I'm having a really good time and that, you know, this is something that is very me. So yeah, I think that like what I've come to realize is that like often the stuff that will work the best is the stuff that is just me. So like do stick to that. But at the same time, it's like, it's awesome to keep an eye on other creators who inspire you and to try to like, you know, allow what they're doing to hopefully like push you towards like stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit. You know, like I really need to get better at talking on camera. I'm like, give me a character. I can chit chat to you in character mode. I'm like, I'll put on a wig and be a middle-aged woman at a barbecue. Great. Perfect. But like showing up as myself and having to like, you know, be kind of like authentic and vulnerable and just like that, that's like a little bit scary for me. So I think that like looking at other creators and seeing them able to like do that really like, do that really well and speak really eloquently, like that's like massively inspiring for me. And so yeah, I try to like allow what other people are doing to inspire me instead of
affect you. Yeah, I think you do a really good job of staying on brand, and yeah, I feel like your content always comes across really authentic and like it does seem like you're enjoying it. Yeah.
Probably because the things that I like try to shoot that I like don't feel like are authentic, I'm like, nah, can't post it. Like there's a whole bunch of stuff you're probably not seeing that you're like,
So do you, when you're like deciding to take on work or to work with a brand, do you kind of funnel it through that lens as well? Like, is this something I feel like I could easily gel with and promote? Like you obviously would have to turn down some opportunities because it's not a fit.
Yeah, definitely. First and foremost, I'll like weigh up how much I align with the brand and what they're doing. Sometimes I have to do a bit of research to be like, what are they actually about? Where are these products coming from? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I generally will, a brand will contact me. Often they'll have a brief that I'm like, that is just so far from what I do, you know? And so I'll often like re-pitch back to them and be like, look, I really like your product and this is how I would like to interpret it. And generally I find that like brands are like really excited to move forward with whatever it is that you want to do, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's content creation isn't a one size fits all thing, you know, like someone might be really great at like doing a really candid chit chat piece of content to the camera, but like that's not me. So I'll often come back and say like, look, I can like put on a wig and we can like, I can be like, we can do an infomercial, and they're like, ooh, yes. Nobody's like, yeah. So yeah, generally I will try to frame it in the context of like Millie world and be like, can I fit it into this world? And often like brands will be down to go ahead with that. So
I think it comes across again like more authentically, because a lot of your content, like I probably can't tell what some of it, if it's an ad or if it's just you.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, on camera. Which I think that, you know, I work in the marketing media world and that is like the show of good content, right? Is if you can't tell.
Yeah.
Blurs the lines between real and marketing. How do you maintain balance and make sure that you are kind of not taking on too much at once and like taking care of yourself as well so that you don't, you know, burn yourself out?
Yeah. I think it's really important to me, because I definitely like had a quarter life burnout moment of just really working my ass off for a really long time and just realizing that I wasn't happy. Like I wasn't enjoying my life. And I don't think it was even necessarily the amount of work I was doing. I think it's like a lot of it's also just the mental energy and attention that you're like putting on your productivity and like beating yourself up if you like didn't do the thing that you told yourself last night you were going to do. Like I had to like rewrite a lot of those thoughts for myself in my sort of mid-20s, because I just realized it like wasn't sustainable anymore and that I just was like unhappy. And thinking in that kind of like hustle way, I just realized that it meant that I wasn't able to actually be present with my friends or with family, or like, you know, when I was enjoying myself and relaxing, I wasn't able to be present because I still had that like productivity brain. So yeah, I think that like, and especially obviously with like lockdown and COVID, I'm sure a lot of people have said on the pod before, like you're just really forced to just sit with yourself and be like, okay, let me just weigh up my life.
Totally.
Happening. And like, is this how I want to be? Like, and it was a really nice reminder for us all, I think, of like how important it is to like take a long ass walk every now and then, just because, you know what I mean? Like, just feel like it, and it's good for you, and it feels nice. So exactly. Yeah, I think as I try to like, it's tough when you're freelancing, obviously, because it's, I have to take the work when it comes. And so I'll often say yes. Thing, because I don't know if it's gonna go quiet for a little bit. So sometimes it's hard to manage as a freelancer when a lot of work happens at one time, you know, but I still like, then when I have my downtime, I make sure to like really enjoy it and to spend quality time with like myself and to write in my journal and to pull some tarot cards and do all the nice
things. I love that.
Make me feel like me again and not just like some sort of like product. Machine. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's good. I think, yeah, you're right. Like that's something that's come through pretty much every interview I've done the last 2 years, and you know, personally for myself as well. And yeah, I think it's actually been a really good thing that we're all focused a bit more on that balance and taking care of ourselves. And I really hope to see that continue.
Yeah.
It's been amazing having you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. If people want to find you, where can they go?
At Millie Sykes, MILLIESYKESS, two S's because somebody took my full name. I've hit them up. They're not going to sell me the account. God damn it. But yeah, Millie Sykes with two S's on TikTok and Insta. And yeah, my email is in my Insta bio. If anybody wants to reach out and chat further, I'm always down for chats about all of the above that we've talked about.
Amazing. Thank you, Millie.
I loved that chat, and I hope you all enjoyed the episode as well. If you're not already following Millie on social media, definitely go check her out. The content she produces is actually like a production, and it just made sense when she said she actually studied film and that she's a stylist, because the styling is also incredible. The content she produces is of such a obviously high standard that it really just deserves recognition. As I said, it's almost hard to tell if it's a paid post. I've been just loving that I get the chance to talk to so many creatives at the moment. And I think what I'm realizing is creatives are so important. We're all following these digital creators online. You know, some of them post every single day. It's a full-time job to keep people entertained and, you know, bring this interesting content to our feeds. And, you know, imagine life without that. Like, I know when I'm scrolling, I live for the funny and, you know, fun content online. People also like Flex Mommy, Frooms. They're my absolute favorites. I love, you know, people who are just being authentically themselves online. And I think we all need to give them credit, because some of the stuff some of the digital creators have to put up with is not part of the job. Like, they get so many messages and people giving their two cents on like them as a person, which is just mind-blowing, really, because, you know, the rest of us, I guess, like, you go to work, you go home, you're off the clock, whereas when you're a digital creator, like, your work follows you everywhere. So yeah, I really take my hat off to everyone that does that for a job. Speaking of podcasts, because I know every episode I do a plug of a podcast. At the moment, I have been listening to Flex and Froom's daily catch up from their Cater show as a podcast. And I just love the stuff that they talk about on the podcast. They often talk about things like would you rather situations, like would you rather be smart or pretty, or would you rather be rich or funny, you know, things like that. And it's really thought provoking. And I think I just like podcasts that make me think a little bit deeper into things and like question things a bit more. So shout out to them both. If either of you want to come on the podcast, definitely come on, because I feel like we'd have a lot to unpack. Definitely check that out if you haven't already. And thank you for listening to this episode. If you would like to support us, head to our Instagram and give us a follow at How Do You Hustle. We're also on TikTok and we're going to be a bit more active on TikTok at the moment. You can follow us again at How Do You Hustle. And you can also follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Give us a rating, subscribe. I'd love to hear your feedback. Anyone, any potential guests you'd like to have on the show or topics you'd like us to explore as well. I've got another episode coming out soon, which is something a little bit different this season. Thanks for listening, and I'll chat to you all soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.